This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Could creating affordable housing become the next hot thing? In a meeting recently, I was asked, who cares about providing affordable housing opportunities in rental and ownership markets for low and moderate income families? And after a nanosecond head scratch, I couldn't help but reply, just about nobody. Two pieces in the daily paper speak to the crisis and just maybe the opportunity that interest is rising in reappraising this market so desperately sought by our people. The first in the New York Times looked at the surprising demand for homes in Houston, despite the flooding from Harvey and in some neighborhoods still watching the water recede. One realtor claimed that of 50-odd pending sales, only 8 had backed out. Others noted that the number of calls from families expressing interest in buying even in flooded areas was soaring, surprising everyone. Sure, many are hoping for bargains, but it also goes to the heart of how desperate people are for housing. The story leaves with a question from one family mulling $50,000 to buy a flooded property, another $50,000 to fix it up. Might still be a bargain despite the history of flooding and the expectation there will be more in the future. They noted that it might be worth it even with the steep payments for flood insurance in the future. What can you say but that this is crazy and that it underlines how desperate families are? Another piece in the Wall Street Journal talked about a company raising $233 million for an affordable housing fund from foundations, funds, and a high-worth individuals because luxury housing has gone slack, while demand for affordable homes is skyrocketing. This is unlikely to be much of an opportunity for low and moderate-income families, but still, it's moving in the right direction. Median family income, according to the Census Bureau, is now knocking at the door of $60,000 per year. Families with $40,000 to $60,000 in family income, fair credit, and steady jobs that are producing that income can afford to buy homes if they're priced at the right point and are in better shape buying than renting. They might be better renting if there were caps that hedged against gentrification and guaranteed affordability and if the units were decent, but few developers are producing units for that market. Yet, there are tens of thousands of abandoned homes in city after city, creating the classic situation that spurred acorn squatting campaigns in the 1980s to match people that need houses with houses that need people. This is affordable housing stock, if the will existed to rehabilitate it. Post-Katrina, it was amazing to have our partners from Cornell and other universities go door-to-door in flooded areas and find that more than 80% of the homes could be rebuilt rather than demolished. We need a massive national program that invests in putting these two problems together to come up with one solution. If we could do it, then yes, indeed, affordable housing could be the next hot thing in our cities. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.